shoulder Heather, and we're certainly glad to have them here.
Amen.
And we appreciate them. They used to be in our area. And we had a lot of good fellowship and friendship then.
Amen.
It didn't break up when he moved away. We stayed in contact, and so we appreciate him. And good to have Brother Kenny with us tonight with the Kenny Callaway, Sheila. Now, he's got to leave tonight after service. He's got to be at work in the morning, and so he's got to get to Owensboro. So if you want any CDs or songbooks, be sure to get them right after the service, because he'll have to leave to make his way back. And we certainly enjoyed it this morning.
Amen.
And he's singing for us tonight. We've got a bluegrass group will be coming tomorrow night from over in around E-Town, a little up toward Louisville. And they'll be here tomorrow night. And then on Tuesday night, we have the Masseys. They're here with us tonight. And they spent a day with us not too long ago. We had a wonderful day in the Lord, and just a good time in the Lord. And so we're glad for each one of you. I can't call out everybody's name, but I promise you we're glad you're here tonight.
Bless him, Lord, bless him.
And we just want you to mind the Lord tonight. And
bless him.
That's how you have a good service. You just, you know, discern the Holy Spirit. Make sure it's the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And once you discern it, you know it's him. Go with it. Amen.
Amen, Brother Rick.
And don't be like that lady, though. She said, boy, it's a good service. I almost shouted. It's all I do to keep from it. I said, you ain't supposed to keep from it.
You're supposed
to help it on. Amen.
That's right.
Brother Marty said he almost shouted this morning, took off running. And I said, if I'd known it, I'd pushed you a little bit. He is a pretty good fella, so it might be dangerous if he takes off running. Amen. All right, we're going to ask Brother Kenny if he would to come tonight, and we certainly enjoy him every time he's here, and we know he loves the Lord. And
bless him, Lord.
Has a good walk with the Lord.
Amen.
And that means a lot.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him.
I found it.
Yeah, he needs to mute that.
Praise God, that's amen. It's good to be here, ain't it?
Amen.
Tell you what, we had a good time this morning.
Amen.
That Hallelujah Square, I tell you.
Yeah.
That'll help you, won't it?
Yes.
Here's an old song I want to sing it tonight. I sing it every once in a while. Me and Hogman usually sing it. He travels with me. Somebody's already asked me where he's at. So when Sheila travels with me, I don't let him go. So. Life is easy when you're up on that mountain.
Yeah.
You've got peace of mind.
Bless you.
Like you never know. Faith.
Yeah.
realize that song.
Amen.
He's not only God of the mountain, he's God of the valley.
That's right.
I'm going to sing a couple of songs that the Lord's given me through the years. I've told the story behind this song back about 30 years ago or so. I'll start telling you how long ago. I'll tell you how old I am. But it was probably maybe 35 years ago. I was traveling from Owensboro, and anybody here know where Owensboro is?
Oh, yeah.
I was at Owensboro headed toward Fordsville. Anybody know where Fordsville is? Yeah, I was headed toward Fordsville. And I got about halfway, and I just got laid off. Never had been laid off before. I was 19 when I went to work, and I'd been working 7 years, and I just got laid off. So I think that's about right. I had something like that. But I had two or three little boys in that time. I got five boys, but I had two or three at that time. And maybe I may have had four at that time. I can't remember. But they was all, you know, how young boys eat, you know. And I tell you what, I'd never been laid off before.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. I was concerned about it, worried about it. And I, Lord just began to talk with my heart and began to, on the way back, I began to cry and I began to just drive. I was driving back from the unemployment office. I'd never been there before. I didn't know anything about the unemployment office. But I pulled over there, a little place called Deanfield. Pulled over in a little parking lot. There's a little post office there. And God began to flood my soul. And he told me, he said, Kenny, don't you worry about it. I'm in control.
Yeah.
And God gave me the word to this song while I was sitting there. I sat there about 5 minutes and pulled on out the road and singing this song. But I've been in Kimball's now for 35 years. So I just tell you, God took care of the situation and getting ready to retire there. So y'all pray for me. I wrote this song down. I want you to listen to the words, because I know you've been there, because I was there, and I've been there since then. Know that he is in control. While crossing over Galilee, a storm it was raging. The disciples, they feared for their lives. But Christ the Lord, he was on board. He just spoke to the wind and knew his voice, and everything was in around you be raging. Yes. He's in control.
Yeah.
In your life.
Yeah.
No matter what you're facing,
right.
Even in your darkest night. Answer. City Refuge, and I'm hoping to get to hear him preach tonight.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I've ever heard him preach, but I am looking forward to it tonight.
Hey. Bless the Lord.
Hey. Abraham.
Yeah, listen,
pray for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God would give him a son. Blessed Isaac was his name.
Yeah,
the greatest kid he'd ever known. Then came the day. Who would have dreamed? God would say, Abraham, give him to me.
Yeah.
On this mountain, you will prove it's you and Isaac.
Bless you,
or it's me and you.
Yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
And when I live, my father's proud. On the altar he lays justified. Wasn't him God wanted me. Most of us, I dare to say, as an Isaac,
thank
God's way.
Bless him, Lord. Yeah. God.
On the altar, God will prove it's not your Isaac. He wants you.
Yeah.
And when I lay my Isaac down, everybody was telling about getting saved this morning. When they got saved, I was 17 years old, 1971, and just I was a church boy, raised up in God's house. That's all I've ever known, the God's house. Been in church, sung in with my two sisters, and when just a little bitty boy, I'd stand in a chair between them where you could see me sing. But I tell you what, I was lost on my way to hell. Sitting in Sugar Grove Baptist Church on a Sunday morning, 17 years old, church boy lost.
Yeah.
Church boy lost.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit began to deal with my heart that morning.
You do, brother.
And I tell you what, he showed me just how bad I was.
Yeah.
Got up that morning, went to the altar, got saved. And my life changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I was a church boy. I've never drank. But my life changed.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit of God moved in my heart.
Yeah.
I remember those nights when I would lay awake at night thinking about my, you know, I said, what if the Lord comes tonight?
Right.
And I'd get up and go in the living room and walk toward the bedroom and look and make sure mom and dad's still there.
Oh, my.
But I pray, God, take them out, leave me behind. You know?
Yeah.
There's a story in the Bible.
Sure is, brother.
About a city God had prepared.
Yeah.
And a man he could run through.
Sure could.
Yeah.
He found himself in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
A time of great despair.
Woo!
Fleeing from the one who saw his life.
Yeah.
Outside that city, he cried unto the keeper and asked if he could enter in.
Yeah.
God, he made provision. A city of refuge for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Condemned from the fall of man, I was bound in sin, with a debt to be paid. But God, he cared for me, and on Mount Calvary, the foundation was laid. And he bought my liberty. Now I can run to God's own son. He is a city of refuge. One day I'll
said, I found a hiding place.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I found a hiding place.
Yeah.
Amen. In the cleft of the rock.
That's right.
I'm glad that if you're not saved tonight, you can still get in.
That's right.
Not too late yet, but
that's
I tell
right.
you, the clock's ticking down and time's running out.
Amen.
But there's still time tonight.
Yes.
And,
amen.
So we want you to remember that. Amen. And try to get your lost loved ones here. And,
yes.
This week, and maybe some here tonight, pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we didn't get no preaching this morning, and of course my folks are used to it. They don't ever get none much. But we didn't get none this morning, and he didn't get to preach this morning. And so he ought to be wanting to preach, and we ought to be wanting to hear some preaching. So we're going to ask Brother Andy to come if he would, and we certainly appreciate him. He made me feel old last night. We was eating pizza, and I asked him how old he was. I wouldn't ask him if I noticed that much between us. And he said, 35. He said, he's 35. And so I ain't going to tell you how old I am.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be in the Lord's house.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody love the Lord Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
appreciate you being here. What wonderful singing that we've already heard tonight. And how many of you have already felt the presence of the Lord?
Amen.
Thank the Lord. If you would, let's stand together this evening. We want you to get into the Word of God with us tonight. John chapter 16, if you will. And so good to see so many friends and loved ones here tonight. And best of all, it's great to know the Lord Jesus is in this place. Amen. And if He wasn't here, I don't guess any of us would have any business being here tonight. And I know that He's here. Amen. And what a joy and honor it is to be in the house of the Lord. Appreciate you tonight. John chapter 16, if you will. We want to begin reading there in verse number 7. John 16 and verse number 7. If you found that tonight, would you say amen?
Amen.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He's busy tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Of sin, because they believe not on Me.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Of righteousness, because I go to My Father and you see Me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come.
Amen.
He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. Our Father in heaven, we love You tonight.
Yes.
I thank You already for what we felt in this service.
Yes.
Thank You for the service this morning. Lord, You know how much we needed that.
Yes.
Lord, what a joy and honor it is tonight to break the bread of life.
Listen.
I pray hungry souls would come in time.
Yes.
And Father, in all that You do, we'll thank You for it.
Yes.
For we pray in Jesus' name. And amen.
Yes.
And amen. Boy, isn't it a blessing to be in God's house?
Yes.
Anybody glad you washed in the blood?
Yes.
How many of you got your name written down? Headed for heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
Tonight I'd like to preach for a little while on the thought, the most mistreated person in the church. The most mistreated person in the church. Now I understand tonight that there are many in this church world that have been mistreated. I've pastored churches for 20 years or so, been preaching, and understand that one of the great reasons that people often give me for not going to church is they say, I've been mistreated.
Right.
Perhaps somebody let you down. Perhaps the preacher preached a sermon and it hurt your feelings. Or perhaps somebody gave you the cold shoulder. You know, that happens in churches sometimes. Maybe somebody didn't get around to shake your hand. Or maybe somebody failed to visit you in a time of need. And I understand tonight that there are people that have been mistreated in churches. I take that seriously because that's just another reason or an excuse the devil used to keep people out of church. However, may I say tonight, there is one here among us that has been treated worse than any other. He's here tonight. There's one here tonight that's been lied to, rejected, made fun of. He was in the service this morning as good as it was. He was even mistreated this morning, I'm sure. He's been made fun of, called names, second guessed. Some people have even seen Him and in their lives working and felt Him, and yet they continue to make fun of Him sometimes instead of realizing He's a person. They call Him an it sometimes. His requests are rejected. Sometimes His leadership is laughed at. Sometimes His directions are denied. I'm not talking about you tonight. I'm not talking about the preacher tonight. May I tell you, the most mistreated person in this church and every church, beloved, is the Holy Spirit of God. May I say say tonight, I believe he's mistreated in this day and age. And can I tell you, if we're honest tonight, he's the most important person in this service. Amen. How many of you believe he's in this service tonight? And yet the truth is, he's been mistreated. It's been well said that Christianity is nothing unless it's the administration of the Holy Spirit, and preaching is nothing unless it's by the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, and service is nothing unless it's by the motivation of the Holy Spirit. And yet tonight he is made fun of, he's laughed at, he's talked about, he's mocked, he's made fun of. But my friends, we need more tonight to have the Holy Spirit than at any time in the church's history. How many of you believe he's real tonight? How many of you believe you ought to have his way in the service tonight? And yet he's being mistreated. He's often mistreated because he's been misrepresented. Let's be honest tonight. There's a whole lot of misrepresenting going on about the Holy Spirit. And sometimes he's mistreated because we think he's mistaken. Sometimes we think he's wrong. And then sometimes he's mistreated because he's misunderstood. But can I tell you, by way of introduction tonight, we need to let him have his way tonight. You see, he has a purpose for every Christian. He wants us separated from the world. He wants us to be a servant of the Lord. And he wants to shield us from the devil. He's got a program tonight for the church. He wants to revive the saints of God. I don't know about you tonight, but what we need is an old time, old fashioned, heaven sent, Holy Ghost revival. Amen. And yet tonight his program for the church is that the saints be revived. He wants to reclaim the slackers, and he wants to reach out to the sinners tonight. And yet he's been mistreated. May I say, not only does he have a program for the Christian and a plan for the church, but he's pleading with sinners to be converted tonight. I tell you, it'd be a blessing to see some lost soul walk down the aisle tonight. It'll not be my doing or your doing, but because the precious third person of the Trinity tonight, somebody can get saved by the grace of God. And yet tonight he's mistreated. May I say, the Holy Spirit is our friend. Amen. May I say tonight, without his enablement, we would find ourselves helpless in a matter of living the Christian life. We would be hopeless in eternal destination. And without his divine help, the unsaved would be headed to hell without any hope tonight. But thank God, Jesus said, it is expedient that I go away. He said, if I go away, I'll send you another. And he's the comforter. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yet tonight, mistreated, misunderstood, and misrepresented. Now, I want to talk about this for a little while tonight. God being our helper, the most mistreated person in this church, I guarantee you. How many of you enjoyed the service this morning? And yet there was somebody here that probably mistreated him. I mean, he spoke to them, he talked to them, he dealt with them, and they rejected him. And even tonight, there's already been some here that have probably felt the call and the touch and the tug of God, and they've already pushed him away. I want to say, be careful, my friend. It's a dangerous thing to mistreat the Holy Spirit of God tonight. Let me give you three things, and then we'll have an altar call tonight. First of all, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 19. The most mistreated person in the church is the Holy Spirit. You say, how is he mistreated tonight? How do the people of God sometimes treat him poorly? Well, if you look there in 1 Thessalonians, the Bible said in chapter 5 and verse number 19, very simple four little words there, quench not the Spirit. Say that with me. Quench not the Spirit. Say it again. Quench not the Spirit. How is he mistreated, preacher? I mean, all of us that are Christians surely believe that the Holy Spirit is real. Surely all of us that are saved believe that when we got born again, he came to dwell on the inside. I don't know about you. Every now and then somebody said, I got him. I believe Bible tell you he got me? Amen. How many of you got the Spirit living on the inside? How many of you are filled with the Spirit? Amen. I tell you, he's there if you've ever been saved. But we sometimes mistreat him. How, preacher? Well, first of all, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 19 says, quench not the Spirit. Now, I want you to look at that tonight, because if you study that passage, quench not the Spirit, it seems that it applies to putting out a fire. Putting out a fire. And you see, tonight, this is the only place in the New Testament, it would seem, where the Bible talks about quenching that fire of the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you tonight, I'm afraid more and more in the average church, what we're seeing is a quenching of the fire of the Holy Spirit. You say, not me, preacher, I'm a good little Christian. Well, my friend, has he ever spoken to you and you refuse to move? Then you quench the Spirit. Has he ever put something on your heart to do and you didn't do it? Then you quench the Spirit. Has he ever led you to go pray and you wouldn't go? You quench the Spirit. Maybe he's told you to sing a song and you didn't do it, you quench the Spirit. Or maybe you sung the song he didn't tell you to sing. Amen. And you quench the Spirit. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, it's a dangerous thing tonight. Has he ever dealt with you about something in your life and you refuse to deal with it? Then you quench the Spirit. You put out the flame of the Holy Spirit when you fail to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Tonight, nobody wants to talk about it. But I'm going to tell you, this command provides us an image of a flame. There's a sense in which fire cannot be created, but we can provide an environment in which fire can burn more brightly. Boy, it was a good environment this morning. I mean, the fire was burning this morning. There was a good environment this morning. I'm going to tell you, in the same token tonight, you can create an environment where that fire no longer burns as it used to burn. And may I say, the average church tonight has created such an environment that the Spirit of the living God is quenched in their services. May I say tonight, I thought it'd be interesting to look up how to put out a fire.
Right.
Now, I could have asked any good Free Will Baptist deacon, and they could have told me.
Come on.
But I decided to look it up. Sometimes you know the answer, but sometimes you look something up, it'll help.
Right.
I found it very interesting. How you put out a fire. First of all, you got to cut off the oxygen.
That's right.
Boy, I thought about it tonight. You know, when God made man, what he did to give him life, he breathed. I mean, he breathed into his nostrils. You know what God does sometimes in a good church service? Sometimes those goosebumps rise up. Hair begins to stand up on the back of your neck. You know what God did? He just breathed into the service. You know how you got to kill a fire? You got to cut that oxygen off. Can I say tonight, there's a whole lot of churches that ain't got no fire because they cut that oxygen off. They don't want the breath of God. They don't want the Holy Spirit of God. They don't want anything they can control. But can I tell you, we need him more than we do. Somebody on the head. Mistreat the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
I like number two that was on that list. It said if it was in the kitchen, put a lid on.
Oh, man.
Come on.
I believe I've been to some churches like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just about the time the fire gets started, they want to put a lid on. Amen. I mean, just about the time somebody gets stirred up, somebody gets worked up, they say, don't disturb the service. I'm concerned some churches have replaced the ushers with hussers. Amen. And I mean, with their icy glare, they cause every soul to wilt. I'm going to tell you tonight, God's not nervous. You ought not be nervous. You're among friends tonight. This is a good place to shout. This is a good place to praise. This is a good place to rejoice. But they said if you want to put out a fire, put a lid on it. Thirdly, they said if you want to put out a fire, sometimes if it's outside, you can just pour a bucket of cold water on it.
Come on.
Now let me say something tonight. When I was studying quenching the Spirit, we often think of that as a corporate thing, you know, as a church. But Brother Rick, I found that that can also refer to the fact that you can quench the spirit in individuals.
Right. Sure. Right.
Yeah. Now let me meddle for a minute. If you come into this service tonight, somebody's on fire for the Lord, and you quench that spirit, you have sinned tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Better be careful. Amen.
Amen.
Don't die out on me now. I'm telling you how many times that people come to church and they stirred up and fired up, and the first thing you hear is, what'd you come in here looking like that for?
Right. Come on, brother, preach it.
The first thing you hear is, look over there at so-and-so. They showed up. First thing you hear is, I can't believe they're singing that song again. They sing 3:10 all the time. Well, I like when they call numbers. I know what they are. I leaned over and I said, that's a good one, 3:10. I know that one. Amen.
Amen.
Here's my favorite. See, I can say these things.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite. Boy, it's so hot in here, I just can't worship the Lord.
Yeah.
They're worshiping hell.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. We can't even worship if it ain't 71 degrees in the house of God. May I say tonight, how many times has a preacher come in on fire for the Lord, and the first thing he has to deal with is a problem or an issue? I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to quit quenching the spirit of each other and just get in the house of God and worship Jesus. Come to the house of God sometimes.
Amen.
Before they even get to their seat, people are all over.
Yeah.
I tell you what y'all ought to be interested in. Y'all ought to be interested in helping people get stirred up.
Yeah.
Y'all ought to be interested in helping people worship the Lord. Y'all ought not be interested in tearing people down. Somebody said, I like constructive criticism. Yes, but constructive means construction and build up, not always tear down. May I say tonight, I want you to be on fire. You all want me to be on fire. And if we all get on fire, the world will come watch us burn.
That's right.
The most mistreated person in the church.
Bless
him, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother Rick, the fourth thing was, if you can't get the fire put out, call the professionals. Can I tell you, every church has got a few. Watch it, bro. Can I tell you, every church has got a few that sit back and watch. Just about the time it gets rolling. Just about the time that flame gets to rising up. They signal their crew and they come running. They're professional. They've been putting fires out for years. They know how to do it. They know what to say. They know how to act. They know just what lever to pull. And just about the time the preacher gets on fire, they come out with a bucket of water and throw it on the preacher. They do it with comments like this. Great message, preacher. Just a little long-winded. They do it like this. Pray for the preacher's wife. I know she's got problems.
Come on.
All about mine, not his.
Preach it, brother.
That's what they do, you see. Pray for Brother Rick, you know. Brother Rick. That's what they do. That's what they do to me.
Amen, Brother Andy.
And I come in on fire.
They'll do it.
And I was this close to going out on fire. But somebody called the professionals. Can I tell you, we're mistreating the spirit when we do that. It's a dangerous thing to quench the spirit. Whatever he says to you, you ought to do it. Whatever the Lord leads you, you ought to follow him tonight. If it's right and it's biblical, you ought to have yourself a trial tonight. If it stopped there, it's bad enough, but then it moves on. Ephesians chapter 4. If you will, verse 30.
Amen.
The most mistreated person in the church, some of you thought I was going to talk about you. You may have been made fun of. You may have been talked about.
Blessed honor.
You may have been mocked. But I'm going to tell you, you ain't never been treated like the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4 goes on to tell us a little something more about how we mistreat the Holy Spirit of God. These are little verses. But Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30, if you found it, would you say amen?
Amen.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You see, we quench him when we don't follow his leadership, but we can grieve him by living outside of the way God calls his people to live.
Amen.
There are many ways. I want you to listen tonight. 20 years ago I started preaching. My hope was they'd shout me out.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Anymore, I found when it gets quiet.
Yeah.
That may be when God's really working.
Right.
I want you to listen to me. You may quench the spirit, but if you get further than that, you get in dangerous ground. You don't ever want to grieve the spirit.
Right.
You see, you don't grieve an it. You grieve a person.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is not an it or a thing. He is the third person. Anybody with me tonight? He's the third person of the Trinity. And we can quench him and we can grieve him.
That's right.
You grieve him by the way that you live. Now I want you to listen real close tonight. We grieve him when we neglect holiness.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
We grieve him when we think purely materialistic terms. We grieve him when we fail to exalt Jesus.
Amen.
Because that's what the Spirit does.
Amen.
Charles Spurgeon said this, "I think I now see the Spirit of God grieving." That's literally like weeping or sobbing. Can you picture that tonight?
Bless him, Lord.
When you're sitting down to read a novel and your Bible's unread.
Right.
When you have no time for prayer, but the Spirit sees you doing worldly things.
Amen.
And having many hours to spare for amusement. And then he is grieved because he sees that you love worldly things better than you love the things of God.
Amen.
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 When the Supreme Court ruled, I wonder how many Christians went to the book instead of Facebook.
Right, come on. Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit is pushed to the side.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
We say, "I have no time for the things of God." We have time for Facebook. We have time for texting. We have time for our television. We have time for our athletics. We have time for anything we want. But if we don't have time for God,
you're right.
We grieve.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you see him weeping tonight?
Good preaching, brother.
Can you hear him sobbing?
Yeah.
I'm convinced he is.
Amen.
Now you say, "Preacher, you're meddling." No, I'm not, because Ephesians chapter 4 gives us a list of how we grieve the Spirit. And I want you to look at it. If you're still alive, would you say amen?
Amen.
Look at your Bible, verse 17. When we live like the world, you grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Verse 17, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness." If you're living like the world, you're grieving the Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
brother.
Absolutely.
Verse 25. If you're a liar, you're grieving the Spirit.
Yeah.
The Bible said, "Wherefore, putting away lying." Look at that.
Yeah.
"Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Do you have a problem with your temper? You can grieve the Holy Spirit if you do.
Amen.
Y'all ain't saying amen as much.
Yeah. Amen.
Must be preaching now.
Amen.
Be angry.
Yeah.
And sin not.
Right.
Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you like to curse? Then you're grieving.
Right.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. If you got a foul mouth, God's not pleased.
Amen.
You like to steal? The Bible said in verse 28, "Let him that stole steal no more."
Right.
You're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Are you bitter? then you're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with all malice.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Are you an unforgiving Christian? Then you're grieving the Holy Spirit. Right. You understand how serious that is? Do you understand how crippling to a service that is? Do you know that that can wreck and ruin a church tonight? You can't have revival and quench and grieve the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen,
brother.
Yeah.
Good preaching. Good preaching.
Bible said in verse 32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Are you living a sexually immoral life? Look at chapter 5 and verse 3. If you are, you're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right.
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Most mistreated person in the church, ain't you?
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Right. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It's the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you grieving Him?
That's it.
Let's get serious tonight now.
Amen.
Because in Acts chapter 5,
pray not.
Verse number 3, it gets real dangerous.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
You talk about revival. If we could ever get to the place.
Yeah.
Where we just let the Lord have His way.
That's it.
And let the Spirit of God have His way. We could have revival.
Amen.
But tonight, many are quenching Him.
Holy brother.
Right.
Many are grieving Him. Then I'm afraid tonight, Brother Rick, that many have lied to Him.
Right. Amen.
Acts chapter 5. You remember a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
They sold a possession. Do you see it there?
Yeah.
They kept back part of the price.
Yeah.
Right.
His wife also being privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And to keep back part of the price.
Yeah.
Of the land. Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God.
Amen.
Ananias, hearing these words, fell down.
Today.
And gave up the ghost.
Yeah.
Great fear came on all them that heard these things.
Yes, should.
And the young men arose, wound it up. Carried him out.
Yeah.
And buried him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Same transpired with his wife.
Right.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
What if every time the offering plates were passed?
Yeah.
In our churches, those who refuse to give as God has given to them were to fall out one by one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see, this is not just a purely monetary problem.
Bless you, Lord.
It's for more serious spiritual problems.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Some of you promised God. Some of you promised the Holy Spirit.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd save your children, you'd live for them.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Right. Come on, brother.
And you ain't started yet.
Come on.
Bad preacher.
Yeah.
Some of you told God that if you get him out of this mess,
you'd
preach for him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't started yet.
Amen.
Right.
Is that the truth?
It's only by the grace of God you've not fell over.
Amen. Yeah.
That's tough, preacher. No, that's just the Bible.
Amen.
Because that's what the Bible said. And we're mistreating the Holy Spirit of God. We take it casually. We act like He's not important. We act like our words are just...
God if he'd give you a child, you'd raise him up for Jesus.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Some of you told God if the Lord would provide for your family,
listen,
you'd tithe for it.
Listen,
right,
Lord.
Right.
Some of you told the Lord, Lord,
listen,
if you'd heal my body,
listen,
yeah,
I'll give everything I have for Jesus.
Amen.
God's still waiting.
Amen.
Tonight you've gone from quenching to grieving to life.
Right.
You see, you might get talked about in church. You might get made fun of in church. But you ain't never been treated like the Holy Spirit has.
Amen.
Amen.
Because through the hand of the Lord Jesus, God's been good to every person.
Amen.
In this church.
Amen.
Somebody ought to give me a witness.
Amen.
How many of you say God's been good to you?
Amen.
How many of you say good better than I did? And yet tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Yet tonight.
Sure has.
Yes.
Sure has.
We've got so good at looking straight ahead and smiling.
Right. Come on.
But inside of your heart right now, God said, I still remember.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
What
yeah.
You told me.
Listen, Lord.
Think about it.
I'm going to take it tonight. We're ever going to have the kind of revival we need.
Yeah.
God didn't say, I'm waiting on Hollywood.
Yeah. Right.
Thank God he didn't say, I'm waiting on the Supreme Court.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank God. By the way, you can't tell me that the Holy Spirit of God didn't tell those people
sure
on the Supreme
did.
Court
sure
what was right and what was wrong.
Yeah.
He not only been reading lied to here, he's been lied to in Washington.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
Remember.
I can't do nothing about Washington.
Every day.
Yeah.
But I can do something about me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen,
right.
God didn't say if Washington would humble.
Right.
So I said, as soon as we get Washington straightened up, that ain't what God said.
That's right.
It ain't gonna happen.
He said he's waiting on his people.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
I want you to stand with me tonight. I want you to be serious, sober-minded about this thing. I just come here to deliver the mail.
Bless him, Lord.
I want you to know very honestly tonight, if you're quenching the Holy Spirit, you need to stop it.
Amen.
Preachers can't never
Amen.
Preach like they ought
right.
until our churches get right where we can have services where
Amen.
The Spirit's free to move.
Yeah. Right.
You can study every sermon you want. You can sing every song you want. You can do anything you want. But if the Holy Spirit ain't free to move in your church,
yeah.
Can't do nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brothers.
Yeah.
Good preaching.
This ain't preacher.
Amen.
I gotta be honest, there's times I've quenched him. There's times I've quenched him. I tell you what y'all do tonight, y'all to come and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Quench you, the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, you've been good to me. You've blessed me. But there's been times that you told me to do something. I didn't do it, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Then maybe not only have you quenched the Spirit, there might have been some times you've grieved it. God has showed you how to live. But you ain't lived for Him like you should. You ought to come tonight. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for that. And I won't do it again by your help. And then some of you lied to us. You need to come tonight and say, my Lord. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I want to repent.
Yeah.
How many of us right now want revival bad enough that we're willing to come and say, Lord, I've mistreated your spirit. And I want to repent. Would you join us around the altars tonight, right now? Would you just be open and honest? People are coming. Just come right on. Just be open and honest. I tell you, right now you say the Spirit's still with me and I ain't coming, then you ain't even heard the sermon. You ain't even heard the message. How many would come tonight and say, preacher, there's been some times in my life the Lord spoke to me and I was not obedient to His call. And I need His help tonight to forgive me. Others would come. Just come right now. Come right now. Is He dealing with you right now? Then you can't disobey Him. come to him. How many others would come right now and say, "Preacher, I want to thank God for what he's done in my life, but I need to really get serious about living for him." Just come right on, would you? You're here tonight, you're not a Christian. You're here tonight, you're unsaved. You're here tonight, God's dealing with you. If you reject him tonight, then you're going to breathe the precious Holy Spirit. Maybe right now, let me somebody that say, "Preacher, I'm unsaved. I'm unsaved." Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Would there be one here tonight? I won't come to you and embarrass you. But you slip your hand up and you say, "Preacher, I'm unsaved." Anybody? I need to get saved, preacher. I need to give my life to Jesus. Anybody? Just slip that hand up with mine. Take it right back down. Pray for me, preacher. I'm unsaved. I'm unsaved. Anybody at all? You ought to come. I wonder if there'd be some here tonight. You're cold and indifferent on God. You might have been in the service this morning. Might have been here tonight. You ain't felt nothing. You'd say, "Pray for me, preacher. Pray for me, preacher." Anybody at all? God bless that hand. Wouldn't have been. Just be honest. Just, that's what revival's for. That's what it's for. It's not to come in and act like we're better than we are. It's to come in and get help. You say, "I need the Lord, preacher. I need the Lord." Anybody else? God bless that hand. Would there be another tonight? Pray for me, preacher. It's been a long time since I felt the tug of God. God bless you. God bless you, brother. Would there be another tonight? Pray for me, preacher. Pray for me. Been a long time since I really felt the tug of God all my life. Pray for me. Anybody else tonight? Would you just mind the Lord while we sing, brother?
Revival we need is a nest revival. Nest revival. Three things. I doubt if there's a whole lot of people that may be lying to the Lord about their giving. Might be some. But most of the people in the church would fall under three categories. Would be in the part of grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit of God. The first one would be uncleanliness. Uncleanliness. Couple things last little bit have moved my heart. I woke up in the middle of the night last night just laying there and could almost weep just thinking about the things that took place. But you know, just grieves my heart how the country's going. Grieves my heart, you know, because of my kids and because of all that. It grieves my heart. But I thought, laying there last night, I thought, if that grieves my old heart, I can only imagine how it makes God feel. But you know, I had a preacher tell me just about a month ago about a camp meeting somewhere down south. And they do like we do. They put the preachers up in motels, pay for the rooms, have a week of meeting. He said the pastor called him. He's very disturbed, and he ought to be. Because after all the preachers went home, they billed the church for about $1,000 for pornography that had been watched in that motel while the camp meeting was going on. My goodness. And I thought, man, if that's going on with ministers, what's it like out there in the pit? And you know, a lot of folks are involved in the internet pornography and all that stuff. That's uncleanliness. That's uncleanliness. And God can set you free from that. That's your problem tonight. God can set you free from that. It's a sin. It's uncleanliness. And then I thought about forgiveness. The second thing grieves the Holy Spirit in the church, probably as much as anything else, is when we won't forgive other Christians. The Bible says that we ought to forgive them even as Christ has forgiven us. Man, they ain't nobody ever done me worse than I done Christ. And yet he forgave them, the Bible says. And then bitterness. You see, that's what happens is when we don't have forgiveness, then what happens is we become up with bitterness. The Bible said, be careful lest any root of bitterness spring up, whereby many be defiled. You see, it's like a root. It just grows and reaches out. And a real smart man said one time, he said, to not forgive somebody and be bitter at them is like drinking poison and hoping it'll kill them.
Amen.
It won't kill them, it'll kill you.
Amen.
I will tell you, God's not going to bless bitterness. God's not going to bless unforgiveness. God is not going to bless any of that stuff. He's not going to bless uncleanliness.
Amen.
And when we get our hearts and our minds and our spirits right back to God, you say, well, you don't know. I know what they did to Christ. They crucified
him. Amen.
I know that I was associate to that in a sense. I'm guilty of crucifying Christ.
Amen.
There ain't nobody nailed you to a cross.
Yes.
There ain't nobody stuck a spear in your side.
Yes.
There ain't nobody put a crown of thorns on your head. There ain't nobody spit on you. There ain't nobody cursed you. There ain't nobody lied on you. Get over it.
Amen.
Amen.
Be free in the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Be free in God.
Yes.
God do something for you.
Amen.
Get hung up in that junk.
Right.
We're going to sing a little bit more invitation tonight. If you got uncleanness in your life, hey, we all get dirty as we go through this world. That's that sermon in John 13. The Lord said, you need your hands and feet washed, but you don't need to get saved all that. But you need your hands and feet washed. So we all get dirty as we go through this world. We've got to stay clean. We've got to stay clean. We all have things that happen that can make us bitter, that can make us not want to forgive. I got a letter several years ago when you left the church. She got mad at me. She wrote me a real ugly letter. And I got it in the mail when it was in my office. Sit down there. I sat down there and took my knife and opened that up and got it out. And had a lot of ugly stuff in there. And I sat there for a minute and I pulled my drawer out. I reached in there and got an ink pen. I got an envelope. I got a card. And I wrote her one back. And I said, everything's forgiven. No hard feelings. It costs too much to hold grudges.
Amen.
Now, I don't know if she ever forgave me, but I did her that night. Amen. It ain't worth it. It hinders my relationship with Jesus Christ. It ain't worth it.
Yes,
all right, we're going to sing just another verse or two. And if you need to come, you come. All right. There's a lot of you. It's too many. Come back.
I'm come up here praying with her. That's what she's going to do. God done it for you. It's going to do it for her. Right? He'll take care of that. Right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Remember how it was. You remember how it hurt. Hard to do. Jesus is going to take care of it tonight. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost will say the love of God is wrong in her heart.
Amen.
Like an old lady testified when I was in the room one time. The old lady stood up and she said she couldn't stand her name. Said, I couldn't even stand to look at her. It made me sick to even hear her name. She said, I got right with God. And said, the next morning I seen her walking up the driveway and she looked like an angel with God. Amen. God can do it. Amen. Amen. Let's say, brother, y'all pray.
Hey!
up here tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Thank God.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, help us if we let Him.
Yes.
All He wants us to do is come, confess, get honest with God, and He'll take care of it. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Sister David. I said, amen.
Amen.
All right. You feel better?
Yep.
All right. You going to be all right going home, you think?
Yeah. I'm going to be great.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
That's good. Well, I've been like that. I'm sure everybody's been like
that. Yeah. Yes.
It's miserable.
Yeah.
But I'm glad God can deliver us from it.
Yes.
Amen. He's delivering God. Just take it and nail it to the cross.
Yes.
Old devil drags it back out. Just nail it to the cross. Amen.
Yeah.
Turn it loose. Let it go. Praise God. Amen. It's been a good day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate you coming.
Blessed day.
Yeah.
We're going to be here tomorrow night, too.
Yes, right.
God willing, Brother Andy will be back. And we'll have some singers tomorrow night. We're going to be back here tomorrow night.
Amen.
Brother Kenny will be back there at his table. If you want one of his CDs or songbooks, he'll be back there. And Brother Kenny's been wanting to meet Seth and them, and so y'all meet him back there at the table and introduce yourself to him, all right? And if you'll do that, that'd be good. Praise the Lord. We do appreciate you ladies that cooked food for us today for dinner for the preacher and his family, my family, and Brother Kenny and his wife. And it was so good, praise God, we're going to eat the rest of it tonight.
Praise the Lord.
And we don't believe in wasting nothing. Amen.
Amen.
We throw no chicken out before it's time.
Yeah.
All right. Word on anyone's heart tonight. Word on anyone's heart tonight. That was been good.
Hey.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Samuel 3 says God hears hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to speak words. God hears hearts.
Yeah.
Amen. Heard about people reading lips. God reads hearts.
Amen.
Said Hannah prayed, but her lips didn't move.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else tonight? All right, all hearts free and clear tonight. Yes, go ahead.
I was guilty of praying that prayer to God for me to have a baby.
Yes.
And
that
I was praying for the church.
Yes. After He blessed
me with a child,
yes.
I
knew
what He
bless your
heart.
Bless
your heart,
being
honest.
Amen.
I've not had her church for a long time.
Bless him.
And that's my burden. I just pray that I can be a better witness to her now.
Amen. Hey, mate.
Grant that, Lord.
And I can show her the way. And I just pray that I can be that
better. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Is anybody here that you didn't go to church first part of your life? You know you made a mistake, maybe you got saved late in life.
Yeah.
But God still saved your kids, and your kids are still doing all right. All right. There's a proof over there, proof right there that good thing God forgives.
Amen.
It's a lot better if you bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
But I tell you, it's never too late to start. Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Amen. Turn them over to God. He can do things that are possible with men, but they're possible with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, anybody else tonight? All right, if all hearts are clear, Brother Eddie.
I'd like to thank the Lord being able to be here today. It's been a blessing. Worked out, I'll be able to be here Wednesday. I'm looking forward to that too. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, brother. Good. All right, turn around and shake somebody's hand. We're going to ask Brother Kenny, he's already back at the table. Ask Brother Andy to go to the door. And we'll be back here tomorrow night. Give you a chance to say something to him.